Well, to Wisconsin now, where the search continues for 32-year-old Joseph Jakubowski, suspected of stealing 18 guns from a Janesville gun store last week after writing a 161-page anti-government manifesto and mailing it to President Trump, something he had a friend videotape. Here's a portion as he walks with the letter in his hand.
All right, to anybody that got this letter, you might want to read it. There it is. You see, it's getting shipped. Revolution. It's time for change.
Well, some area schools were on lockdown on Friday. Security's been amped up at churches and Representative Paul Ryan's office. Rock County Sheriff Robert Spodin joins us now. And Sheriff, first, we thank you for your time. You're obviously busy. But what is the latest on this search?
Well, as you know, we have really amped up our presence of law enforcement. We've been very fortunate that federal authorities have put forth a lot of resources that have been very helpful. What we've been doing throughout the weekend is looking at areas that we believe he may be at. The other thing that has been very time-consuming is that with the reward that the FBI is offering for $10,000, we have seen an increase in tips. We started with 65 when we did our press conference, and we're now well over 500. Mm. And all of those tips have to be followed up with officers and or phone calls and or research. And so that's very time-consuming, but at the same time, we're very grateful to get those. So yeah. We encourage the public to continue to notify us with anything they think may be relevant or anything they think can help us bring this individual into justice.
Well, we've seen other reports that Wisconsin officials are saying that this man is against any and all government authority, that this is something that doesn't seem to be partisan. Have you seen the manifesto, and do you know more about what's behind his rage?
Yes, I did read it in its entirety, and he really has a dislike for any type of authority, whether it be local government, whether it be the police, whether it be the federal government. And in this document, he writes a great deal about the injustices he perceives of the, basically of the upper class towards the lower class. One of the other things that we have noticed is that, you know, it's very well written. It's printed, and it clearly shows that he put a great deal of time and effort into producing this document. And obviously that's of a concern to us because it's not just a one page and it's not just something that's rambling. I mean, he has listed what his grievances are, and as I said, he has a strong dislike for authority.
Is there anything in his background that might have, put him on the radar or led you to somebody in, the police departments who might know him? We saw that he had 50 traffic offenses, which seemed like a lot, but anything else?
Well, he has had run-ins with the Janesville Police Department. He was convicted of trying to disarm a Janesville police officer. Mm. So he has had a strong dislike for police for some time. We are looking not only at that document, but we're trying to do research into his background, into, where he was raised and what type of individuals, he associated with, so that we can try and determine, what is his beef and why is he acting the way he is, and is there something that triggered it. And thus far, we haven't found anything, but as I said, we are doing an intensive amount of research into him as an individual.
Well, so in the meantime, this is frightening for people because he may, it's alleged that he stole 18 guns. He also is said to have a flak jacket and a helmet. What are you telling people to do? They can't be on lockdown all the time. What are you telling people to do?
Well, one thing that we're fortunate is that right now, at least in the city of Janesville, they are on spring break. Their school is not in session for this week, so that's been a plus. But what we're telling people is that we have well over 165 officers working on this case. In my career, I have never seen a stronger presence of law enforcement than we have here in Rock County. And so while obviously people need to be alert, they need to pay attention to their environment and surroundings, I think that they can go about their day, they can enjoy being with their family, and know that the Sheriff's Office, the Janesville Police Department, and the federal authorities are doing everything they can to bring this individual in and make sure that he's taken into custody and so that our community can breathe a sigh of relief.
That's Sheriff Robert Spodin in Rock County, Wisconsin. Sheriff, thank you.
Thank you.